and lingo. This is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, November 4th, 2001 at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol Part 14. No, not Egyptian. Your guest will be out of the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM, Kaka Inko Uhuru. Your host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako. Have a pleasant flight. there are. Folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear. See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lights can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old. Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought and sold. See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves. His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay. The lessons of mine on thyself will help us all move forward. We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to toast the torch. Like those days we were to be down, yet unhooked from our souls. Seeking truth will turn that around with the human rights patrol. It's time we know that we have rights. That's right, rights at our birth. That's right, those rights are human rights. They show our purpose on this earth. It's time we know that we have rights. That's right, rights at our birth. That's right, those rights are human rights. They show our purpose on this earth.
The People's Choice, Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to still be with you for our 4,520th night of broadcasting, and in the place to be with we out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, to help us get this edition of the Human Rights Patrol started, which is volume number 14. War Correspondent Commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dada, Kanatic, and Taco, and Zalango to you over there.
Zalango.
You're going to got a shout out, some shout outs to give up before we get started here, sister?
Mm-hmm. First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inka Uhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, run by Brother Lavelle. Also, to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
That's right. The list of those who are sharing this program across the criminal enterprise called the United States and across the world is growing. In fact, Kanadi will be black to remind you about that list. Thank you, Dada. We'll talk to you later on this episode of the Human Rights Patrol. But let's go by way of telephone up the War Correspondent Commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. Warrior Inko Uhuru and Zalango to you.
Zalango, brother.
How we be, warrior?
Brother, it's a wonderful time, brother. We're just gathering knowledge, brother, and disseminating it to the people.
Inko's one of the favorite brothers I like to research with, because this brother be in the stacks all the time. And we got a program for him this here edition of the Human Rights Patrol. You know, we calling it No Not Egyptian. You know, one of the trips is, you know, they starve African people in this land so much for knowledge of who we are and what we about, is that, man, when you finally do hear something, they make this crew called the Egyptians available to us. And, man, we be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can go back in the library and you can find myself pumping up that posse. But I remember what your father, my mentor, Elder Sensei, taught us. He said, you know, because I was talking with him one day about the environment there and how the temperature can go from 110 in the daytime to 110 minus at night, you know?
That's right.
And he said, man, them folks had some mentality shifts, brother. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why they was able to fake the game, you know? Flag one way, but be another way. And, of course, if you really want to know how they about, why in the world would Uncle Sam have that gear on the back of his dollar?
I'm telling you, brother.
He with that Mankind posse. Inko always in the stacks, got some information to add to it. Of course, our library is full, so if you want to get a hold of Warrior Inko or Brother Michael Hibbett out on the West Coast or Kaka Lavelle, here in the Criminal Enterprise called Illinois, or, you know, us here at 106.5 FM, you know, we got research on this that you know, we can't get in no 1.5 hour. But to the extent that we can get some research in, this warrior's been in the stacks, brother, bring some knowledge. Let me first off top, there are some recognized scholars that everybody know in the community, like Dr. Chancellor Williams in his book, Destruction of Black Civilization, Dr. George G.M. James in the book called Stolen Legacy, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, Dr. Chancellor Williams tells us off top that those in that place called Dynastic Egypt did not teach us south of the Sahara a thing. They learned everything from us.
That's right, bro.
Go ahead, warrior. You got the research to bring. Go ahead and share it with the people.
Brother, you know, I'm coming from Secret Places of the Lion. This is a book by George Hunt Williamson. And, brother, all throughout the book, it goes on the same premises that you were talking about in the introduction, how they try to say everything that we done came out of Egypt.
Yeah, man, I mean, and then, of course, we so hungry, like, you know, we'll accept it because finally these crackers is finally letting us have some props, right?
That's right.
But we got to look at that, man, because, see, what the Egyptians had, they didn't have a policy of annihilation. They had a policy, check this out, assimilation.
That's right.
They let a Nubian sit on their throne, but, you know, hey, you was running their program.
That's right, bro.
You know, that's why they could have, like, you know, you got to check out Sister Asepa Kufu's book, Six Black Presidents. That's why they could put a black cat on the throne and this thing, call him president, right?
That's right, bro.
Like Abraham Lincoln.
That's right, bro.
Right?
You're 100% right. And I'm going from page 29 here. It says, this is going to tell you how they give you misinformation. It says, the pyramid, the altar in the midst of Egypt, was reared by great masters from Atlantis, and its construction was supervised by men from other worlds. They possessed wisdom that enabled them to solve the mystery of mysteries. The seed is the word of the Creator. Now, brother, if you listen to that, you'll find out what they said at the end was correct. The seed is the word of the Creator.
That's right. And the fact is, another world don't mean that we was off on another from another planet.
That's right, bro.
We wasn't of their world.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? They are, or they'll try to play you like, you know, it came from a mythical place. You know, like an Atlantis place, you know?
That's right, bro.
Because they don't want you to know the truth of where that knowledge came from. You need to go to the dictionary, listeners, and get the word alchemist. There were some folks that had the ability to transform lead into gold with thought.
That's right, bro.
And every castle had one in Europe. Took one hostage.
That's right, brother. It's all in this book here, brother. They talk about that same thing. But, you know, they just told you that it took people from other worlds, brother, to build the pyramid. But listen about the Sphinx. It said the Sphinx was built thousands of years later by a native workman, for he is typically Egyptian. And if you ask any archaeologist or any person that's in architecture, they'll tell you the same methods was used to build the Sphinx as the pyramid.
And you got to look at one specific, a very valid point on the construction of that whole Giza Plateau situation, okay? One thing we all know is everything is astrologically aligned, right?
That's right.
Now, if you had this kind of ability to astrologically align things so precisely, why would you, during the zodiac of Taurus, build a lion?
That's right.
See, what you think is that it was built by the dynastic Egyptians, but it was actually built like 12,000 years ago during the zodiac of the lion.
That's right.
And what the Egyptians have been doing is lion.
That's right.
That's all it is.
That's right, bro.
I mean, you know, look at, you could take, they got a shaft running. They got maybe more than one. But I know I've heard of at least one shaft in that big pyramid on the Giza Plateau running from the top all the way to 322 feet below the ground, brother. That's aligned perfectly with the stars. Now, you know, why would you have that ability and then set a lion out there during the time of the bull? You would have set a bull out there.
That's right, bro.
And if you just strictly deal with the research that's available on the weathering and all that stuff, I mean, and, you know, erosion and all that stuff, nah, man, nah, nah. Those cats did not do that stuff out there. In fact, if they did, who did the stuff down in Mexico? Who built the Olmec heads in the island? Who snapped together Stonehenge like Lego blocks?
That's right, bro. then tells here how they did it. He said Thoth tells in his records how he would raise this staff and direct a ray of vibration. This also refers to the powerful viral stick used by many of the kings and ruling officials of Egypt in later years.
Okay. See, you got to understand, man. Like Chancellor Williams said, they learned everything they did south of where they lived.
That's right.
See, it wasn't that long ago, like, okay, 10,000 years ago, if you go back and check, the Himalaya Mountain, the Nile River flipped directions. It used to flow to the north, didn't it, brother?
That's right, bro.
And the only reason that, well, actually, it used to flow to the south, I'm sorry.
That's right, bro.
And when the Himalayas rose some 12,000 years ago, after one of those ice things went down, right, the Nile flipped directions. And the minerals that it collected all the way from the south were deposited in that Nile, in that valley there in Egypt.
That's
before
right.
Before then, they didn't have cornflakes or nothing up there, man.
Nothing up there, bro.
Man, they was out there bad, man. And when that rich water from the Nile started dumping those minerals on the soil, man, stuff started popping up that they never had to eat before.
That's right, bro.
And that's when they started coming up, man. And then when they start figuring out about us down the road, down to the south, and start putting the grab on us, oh, my goodness gracious.
And brother, you know, when something that big happens, brother, everything changes, bro.
Your father and the other elders that I had the opportunity to study with told me that those structures like Giza and the largest pyramid on the planet is not there on the Giza Plateau. It's in Mexico.
That's right, bro.
You know, and your father and the other elders told me that that stuff was left there to let us know whenever we decide to use our minds, don't worry about these scrubs, man.
That's right, bro.
Get busy about our business, right?
That's right, bro.
But, you know, this is a part of hiding from us our identity. You'll find throughout all Egyptian literature, even, you know, many of the folks that screamed that the Egyptians was the bomb, you know, they won't deny that, you know, the significance of the Nubians that they enslaved, even on the throne.
That's right, bro.
You know? I mean, Imhotep?
That's right, bro.
He wasn't no dang on Egyptian, man.
That's it, brother.
Man, they lied about everything. Look how they lied to you, and you never knew, sister. I said Bukufu's book was out there. Need to get this book by Anthony Summers about Hoover. He was black.
That's right. And, brother, that's where, when they breaks down in here, that it should be mentioned here that the word aton came atonement, at one meant, at tune meant. From the word aman, the word derived amen, an amendment. Atonism harmonized the entire creation so that man was one with his creator. Amanism was a corrective discipline for the attempting to amend and yet control behavior through false teaching.
Now, what happened was when they came in contact with us, we had, like, you know, mystery, what they called the mystery schools. You know why they called them a mystery? Because they was too ignorant to be allowed in them. And so it was a mystery to them what we was doing up in them.
That's right, bro.
When they did get a hold, when they called themselves taking us out, which our elders teach was all about a prophecy, you know what I'm saying? They start claiming knowledge that they didn't have. And even Manly Palmer Hall writes that they went through a bunch of ritualistic dances and stuff to pretend that they were invoking certain scientific principles when they didn't even have knowledge of them.
That's right, bro.
Nothing that they so you could see them in dynastic Egypt. It sure looked like they knew what they was talking about. It sure do.
Hey, bro, what quick example we can give them about how when people don't know things, just take something simple as taking a tire off a car, jacking it up, you know, taking off the lugs and putting another tire on. If you've never done it, brother, it'll seem like you need to be a scientist.
Man, you ain't got to tell me, because one time I had to get out and walk 4 miles because I didn't know how to do it. And I said, the person I took back, I said, you're going to show me how to change this tire, man.
That's right.
You can't do that no more, man. That was terrible.
That's right, bro.
You're right. And you know, we don't really know. You got to know this, that every chance that they get, they throw a bit of confusion in our yesterdays. Think of the story of Hansel and Gretel. I mean, you know, I hate to, you know, go down to such a low grade kind of story, but, you know, what was the whole key? They could never get their inheritance if their road back home was lost.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That was their problem. And it was someone who wanted to claim their inheritance. Right?
That's right, bro.
That tried to make the road back home difficult to find.
That's right, bro.
And that's our problem. They know that you'll draw strength from knowledge of who you is. And by blocking your path, okay, they can keep you thinking that the best thing you could do is be like them. And please, a people without knowledge of theyself, as the Honorable Marcus Garvey taught us, is like a tree without roots.
That's right, brother. And I got a little bit here from Thomas Paine, brother, African Slavery in America. And this is something he wrote in 1774 and was published March 8th, 1775.
Go ahead, brother. Was that paper in the criminal enterprise called Philadelphia?
That's right, brother.
That they said they they start up an anti-slavery society behind that paper.
That's right, brother.
They said, man, we got to, we might not be serious, but we do got to fake it, man, because this is a dirty move we pulling.
That's right, brother.
Go ahead, roll with it, brother.
This was in a Pennsylvania Journal and the Weekly Advertiser. It says that some desperate wretches should be willing to steal and enslave men by violence and murder for gain. It is rather lamentable than strange.
Brother, was that he talking about the Bloods and the Crips or the Founding Felons?
Founding Felons, brother.
Go ahead, brother.
It says, but that many civilized, nay, Christianized people should approve them and be concerned in the savage practice is surprising.
Well, you know, that's one thing that ought to make you wonder about Christianity off top.
That's right, bro.
Because, you know, the church got fat off of slavery. Everybody trip on Columbus, but Columbus was toting a good book.
That's right, bro.
I mean, you know.
That's right.
Him and his boy Bartholomew de las Casas.
That's right. And it goes on to say that the concern in savage practice is surprising and still persists, though it have been so often proved contrary to the light of nature, of every principle of justice and humanity.
What Payne's saying, he said, to show how low-life the folks is, his posse was, they was violating nature in and of itself in the face of true knowledge that they were doing it, enslaving our people.
That's right.
That's what old Payne was saying. He the only one that ain't got no plaques or statues either, brother.
That's right, brother.
They ain't putting nothing up there for Payne, man.
Hey.
They like, dude, we ain't trying to hear that, you know?
They said, why did you ever say those things? You know what I'm saying?
Like, we was trying to fake them out, dude. We wasn't going that far.
And this is the best evidence, brother, you can give in a trial of court of what actually took place, brother.
Go ahead, brother.
It says, and even good policy by a succession of eminent men and several late publications, all traders in men, an unnatural commodity, must know the wickedness of the slave trade.
He said, we know what we're doing. Don't lie to everybody. We know what we're doing.
That's right. He says, if they attend to reasoning or the dictates of their own hearts, and such as shun and stifle all these, fearfully sacrifice conscience and the character of integrity to that golden idol.
See, when Payne wrote this, don't you know, places like New York had a higher percentage of their population in slavery than Georgia?
That's right, bro.
And Georgia was a prison colony.
That's right, bro. It says, brother, the managers, the trade themselves, and others testify that many of these African nations inhabit fertile countries, are industrious farmers, enjoy plenty, and live quietly, averse to war, before the Europeans debauch them with liquors and bribe them against one another, and that these inoffensive people are brought into slavery by stealing them, tempting kings to sell subjects which they can have to right to do, and hiring one tribe to war against another in order to catch prisoners.
Called tearing down public housing, huh?
That's right, brother.
Well, brother, you know, time ain't going to allow us to get further into that, but I think you made your point very clearly. That, you know, back in the day, they ran this on. Oh, we was really trying to do the right thing back in the day, y'all.
That's what he said.
We had different groups fighting for it. Payne made it plain, didn't he?
He made it plain, brother.
Man, y'all know these wasn't no savages. They know that. He said, man, these people is farmers, man.
That's right.
They live in harmonious existence. If it wasn't for us and our tricks and stuff, then we would never get them over here to be our slaves.
And brother, this just backs up the the our enslaved people's petitions that's in the black protest history documents and analysis that was written in 1773 and 1774 that said we came from a land of good and plenty, bro.
They know that, man. They know that. And if you keep on taking our best of this and best of that, no wonder, you know, Africa did fall, you know? But it was all prophesied, so was our rise. And, brother, it's a beautiful thing to have an opportunity to talk with you. And, of course, if folks want to hear more of Kaka Inko Yahuru and your criminal enterprise called Durham, don't forget 94.3 FM or check him out on the World Wide Web because he'll be up there shortly with some of those programs out of the criminal enterprise called Durham at radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Radio, Human Rights Information Network, and you can click on and get all kind of knowledge. But, brother, final comments you want to make?
Brother, I just want to welcome Brother Danny Montgomery, world correspondent, to the coming on the air soon, and you'll be hearing about that way soon.
Well, Brother Zalango to your Brother Danny.
Zalango, my good brother.
Well, good to have you with us, brother. You is with the good brother there, Brother Inko.
Hey, glad to be a part of everything that's good.
All right, warrior. Look forward to hearing from you in the future. Kaka Inko, any more closing comments?
No, brother. I just want to let our people know that we did come from a land of plenty. It's waiting for us. For those that have the courage to do what they got to do.
Brother, wasn't that why Mama taught us that song, Wade in the Water?
That's right, bro.
Because God gonna trouble the water, ain't it?
That's right.
That's right. When we ain't talking about hiding from no dogs no more, right?
That's right,
bro. We talking about stand up and let it be known that you know divine law does rule the planet Earth, right?
That's right,
bro. Bro, can you hold on the phone a second, brother?
Yes, bro.
On the telephones, what is tonight? Out of the criminal enterprise called... Oh, wait a minute. We got to have... Yeah, hold on a second before we get away. Let me shout out to Kanadi over there. Kanadi, you got our helicopter for us. This sister here, we're going to get the Human Rights Information Network back off the ground again here. We're calling Kanadi Black to the microphone again. Zalango to you, sister.
Zalango.
And you want to shout out to those stations along the Human Rights Information Network?
All right, we're going to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Uhuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, brung by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brung by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also to invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Well, Brother Inko, it's been good to have you on the phone. Kanadi, thank you for your contribution. We're in our 4,520th night of broadcasting, and he was on the telephone with us tonight out of the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. War correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. We're talking about Kaka Inko Uhuru and Brother Danny Montgomery's at the night desk, the Human Rights Patrol, part 14. I'm Ibanez Kentaco, and you is listening to the People's Choice. That's right, because the people choose to listen to
Human Rights Radio Network.
He got it.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders. We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We'll have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We'll be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation. We will have discipline. Patience. Devotion.
And
courage. We will live as models. To provide new direction for our people. We will be free and self-determinate.
We are African people.
Aleluia!
Aleluia!
Continue on!
Continue on!